In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. By chapter 14 of Luke, we've come to recognize the pattern. Jesus going about his ministry, and the Pharisees watching suspiciously, looking for ways to catch him out. Maybe this will be the time they can ask the killer question, which will finally show Jesus up as the fraud and the heretic that they believe him to be. And our gospel reading this morning begins in a similar way. We are told that the Pharisees were watching him closely as he made his way to dinner at the home of one of their own leaders. A whole group of Pharisees and lawyers were watching his every move on this journey. But on seeing a man with dropsy, Jesus changes the script. This time, he's the one to ask the difficult question. Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not? Why, I wonder, did Jesus do that? Isn't it unnecessarily provocative? Why would he pick a fight with people just as they're all off to eat together? When he gets no reply from the group of lawyers and Pharisees, he heals the man and sends him on his way. Then he challenges the group again. Would you not save your ox or your ass from a well on the Sabbath? He just couldn't let it go. Maybe we shouldn't be surprised. This isn't the first time Jesus has been in a confrontation with Pharisees and other religious leaders about what it means to keep the Sabbath. Prior to this incident, Luke records three other encounters. He had twice healed people on the Sabbath, and another time defended his disciples for helping themselves to ears of corn on a Sabbath day walk through a cornfield. And Mark and John have even more of these stories. Why did the Sabbath become the flashpoint, the defining battle, the wedge issue between Jesus and the religious leaders of the day? Our culture is so different that I don't think we can fully understand what the Sabbath meant to the religious leaders of the day. And I'm not sure they could understand what it meant to Jesus. The religious leaders viewed keeping the Sabbath as a command. The question for them was always, what is lawful to do on the Sabbath? Sabbath keeping was a defining mark of the Jewish faith and people. It was a sign to the world, to the occupying powers, and to one another just as much as it was a sign to God of their faithfulness to the one true God, the God who had rescued them from slavery in Egypt. The stricter the Sabbath, the greater the faithfulness to God. But to Jesus, the Sabbath was not just a command. It was a gift. It was a gift of God to all people from creation. On the seventh day, God rested from all the work he had done in creation, and so God blessed and hallowed the seventh day. Jesus didn't argue with the Pharisees about the Sabbath because he wanted to abandon or reject it. He argued because he wanted to restore it in all of its creation glory, just as he came to restore and redeem all things and all people. The Pharisees had taken a gift and turned it into a burden, and that was never what God had intended. Jesus said he came so that we might have life, life in all its fullness, and that's why he healed on the Sabbath. What day is better than the day that God has blessed to bring that fullness of life, to bring healing and wholeness? Jesus' healing on the Sabbath, in front of them, asking them direct questions, forced the Pharisees to confront their own thinking. Jesus, in word and deed, was showing them who he was and what he had come to do. He was showing them the kingdom of God that he was bringing into being. And they needed to have a response to who Jesus was and what he had come to do. We know how that worked out for many, but not all of the Pharisees. But what would Jesus say to us? What is it about our lives and thinking that he would want to force out into the open like he did with the Pharisees? How are we failing to live in the light of God's love and perfect rule? What did Jesus come to save us from? If we stay on the theme of Sabbath, what is Jesus' challenge to us? I imagine for very few of us nowadays that the problem is excessive legalism squeezing out the life-giving properties of Sabbath keeping. I wonder if rather he would point to the way we ignore God's gift of Sabbath rest altogether. We've taken the freedom from excessive rule-keeping and instead abandoned the practice almost entirely. We've spurned this gift from God. Jesus questioned the Pharisees because helping them to find new life in him was more important than being a polite dinner guest. Jesus has questions for us too, as he draws us deeper into new life in him. Let him be the answer too. Amen.